Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. Sundays are the days we talk about all things automotive. Well, I recently spent a week driving the Honda Clarity plug-in hybrid. Now, if you are like a lot of people in my life, you might be going, what, Honda? Obviously, Honda is well known for vehicles like the Civic, the Accord, the Fit. But when you think of hybrids, electric vehicles, Honda is not one of those brands that really pops into people's minds. I was pretty excited to be in this car because I've always been impressed what Honda delivers. And from some recent experiences in electric vehicles and officially having some range anxiety, I do believe that a electric plug-in hybrid really is the way to go and the best of both worlds. Now, I want to point out that the Honda Clarity was available in the United States before it was available here in Canada, and down in California, it is available as it's available as a hydrogen fuel cell or a fully electric vehicle. In Canada, it's only available as the plug-in hybrid. We've got two trims here in Canada. The base model starts at just under $40,000, and then there is the touring trim, which starts at just under $44,000. And keep in mind, next Sunday, I will be going over some more specific discounts and incentives the provinces have, but different provinces will offer different incentives if you're buying a vehicle like this, so it will help with the overall cost of the vehicle. It looks like a Honda, it looks like one of the new Hondas, but yet it looks a little bit different. I had someone stop and ask me if it was the new Civic, and we kind of had to step back and look at the overall design. It's a simple looking sedan. Now, it is a very low, wide body shape, which is going to help with the aerodynamics. It has specially designed 18-inch hybrid aerodynamic alloy wheels to help maximize performance and improve brake cooling. What I love about the styling, though, that is strangely unique without being too over top, is the front C-shaped LED headlamps, and of course there are LED tail lamps as well. So I think the most important thing to point out about this car, it's an electric hybrid plug-in. So you're going to be getting on one charge up to 76 kilometers on full electric. Charging is an important thing to keep in mind. To get that, you're going to be receiving a full charge on the 220-volt charging station in just 2.5 hours. If you plug it into a 110-volt outlet, that charge is going to take about 12 hours. So that's a big difference. But you can go 76 kilometers on a full electric charge and then up to 547 kilometers, I believe it is, on gas, which is pretty impressive. The gasoline engine gives 103 horsepower, and then you match it with the electric motor and you get a very impressive and quite spirited 181 horsepower and 232 pound-feet of torque. Inside, I mean, it looks pretty much like any other Honda, a little bit more modern, I guess, if you want to say that, because there is an electric push button shifter, but it looks like most other Honda products. It's simple, clean, easy to use with a large touchscreen infotainment system. I know I'm not alone, and I have probably said this over and over again. I really miss having a volume button or a volume knob. I know that you've got redundant controls on the steering wheel, but it is something that I wish Honda would bring back. The great thing about sitting inside the Clarity is the seats are super comfortable and there is a surprising amount of space, not just for the driver, but for all of the passengers, including those sitting in the back seat. It is a little bit of a heavier car, probably because of the battery pack, but that being said, it handles quite nicely. It's a quiet interior, there's added insulation, so you don't really hear a lot of the road noise. The battery pack is mounted very low in the car, which helps to keep the center of gravity lower. That reduces body roll. There are three drive modes that are available: Econ, Sport, and HV. Economy, as you would expect it to, maximizes the battery power and fuel efficiency when you're driving in a lot of stop and go traffic. The Sport mode does kick it up a notch and gives you the opportunity to have a bit harder and faster acceleration if you want it. The HV mode prioritizes the gas engine and it allows the regenerated power to be saved for future use. Now, as with any other hybrid electric vehicles, this regenerative piece plays a big role. So it's the regenerative braking that will help to obviously regenerate the battery. On the steering wheel are two steering wheel mounted paddles that actually allow you to remove your foot from the brake and control how much regenerative braking is being applied when you're lifting off the accelerators. There's four different levels of braking. Each one's a little bit more aggressive. And unlike some of the other vehicles out there, you can't actually bring the Clarity to a complete stop. If you need to do that, you will have to put your foot on the brake pedal to bring the vehicle to a complete stop. I really enjoyed driving the Honda Clarity. The great thing about it is a Honda, and people know that the Honda brand is known for their reliability, dependability, and that's why a lot of people will migrate to this car. There's nothing fancy or overdone. It's a Honda. It does everything you need it to do and really nothing more. It's a comfortable, enjoyable ride. It looks good. And it'll save you money on fuel. As I mentioned at the beginning of this review, a plug-in hybrid really is the way to go because you're getting the best of both worlds. If you have any more questions for me specifically about this 2018 Clarity plug-in hybrid, make sure you let me know on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or send me an email privately at info@lacyelliott.com. You can get more information on the Honda Canada website. I'd also like to mention that Honda is really great at responding quickly to tweets, and the great thing about social media is being able to get other people involved with comments and questions. As well, I'd like to mention this is one vehicle that I will be doing a full review for wheels.ca in the his and hers section with me and Dan Heyman. So make sure if this is a vehicle that you're interested in, you check that out. It'll be on their website in the next couple of weeks. That's it for today, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.